This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind you that if you ever want to reach me, the email address is onair@superhumanradio.com. You can send questions about training, nutrition, supplementation. We'll get them answered. As an example of that and proof that I can do that, we received an email from Nathaniel Ruffino from Park Hill, Missouri. And Nathaniel wrote me and said, can you please talk about low-carb fat loss and the kinds of diets like keto and metabolic diet? And he specifically requested Dr. Mauro DiPasquale is an expert on these kinds of diets. It would be cool if you could get him on the phone with you. And, of course, Mauro has always been a big supporter of Superhuman Radio. And guess who I have on the show with me today? Mauro, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Carl. How
yeah, and thanks again for making time to come on today.
No problem.
Anyway, you know, you really are the go-to guy about this sort of stuff. I mean, you really helped to popularize in what you called the metabolic diet the importance of shifting, as you like to call phase shift dieting, to shift the carbohydrate consumption depending on what you're trying to achieve. So let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, when we talk about the metabolic diet, is it the same thing as the ketogenic diet?
Well, first of all, let me just give you a bit of history.
Sure.
I've been around a long time. Back in the 60s, when I was going into medical school, I was bodybuilding at the time. You know, I was using weights. The local health food store, which I went about 20 miles to go to, had brewer's yeast and desiccated liver and protein powders, you know. So I was using that stuff when I was 14, 15, 16. And I started thinking about the diet itself, and when I entered medical school, I started looking at insulin, and this is what sparked my interest in phase shift dieting. In other words, how can you control insulin so that it doesn't lay down fat, so it keeps up protein synthesis? In other words, how can you get the best effects of insulin and not have the adverse effects, such as, you know, gaining body fat? So this has started it all. So over the years, over many years, I kind of used it on myself when I was powerlifting, and I achieved world championship level in powerlifting, and I won the World Games and North American, Pan American, etc. And I used the diet to maximize my performance and my body composition. I was a ripped powerlifter. I lifted in various weight classes, getting my body fat levels down to 3%, 4%, 5%.
Wow.
Using the phase shift dieting. So, you know, I've had a lot of experience doing it, but I had other people on it over the years, but I didn't really do any writing on it until the late 1980s, early 1990s. So, and that's when I brought out my anabolic diet. That was the first diet, phase shift diet.
All right, let's talk about a couple different things. First of all, people talk about ketogenic diets. When does a person actually enter the ketosis phase, if you will? Do they have to be completely depleted of carbohydrates entirely,
Okay, I mean, when you decrease carbohydrates, your body tries to make that up by producing ketones. Basically what it does, it takes body fat, breaks it down into two carbon units that it can use in the Krebs cycle to make energy. In other words, you need energy to live, so somehow you got to get it somewhere. You don't supply the carbs, the body goes to body fat, and it also goes to protein, although protein is a much more sophisticated way of producing, you know, the sugars you need or the energy you need. So, all right. So, if you cut down carbs, you're going to make more ketones. So, first of all, let me say you're always making ketones. The body makes ketones. It's the level of ketones that varies according to how much carbs you take in. So, if you cut your carbs by, say, a half, you're going to produce more ketones at first until your body adjusts. If you cut the carbs out completely, you're going to produce a lot more ketones because your body's going to depend on those for most of the energy it needs at that point.
Does the body have a preference? Is there a substrate preference that it prefers, you know, glucose over ketones?
Well, I mean, the body uses what it has.
But if you're not in total ketosis and your body is still producing both ketones and glucose, will it always use the glucose first preferentially?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. There was even the central nervous system. People think that glucose is the preferred fuel for the brain, for example. In fact, there are studies that show that lactate is a more preferred fuel, and the ketones are readily used both by the neurons and by the other cells like astrocytes, which help the neurons as far as its energy metabolism. So it's pretty complex, but yeah, it'll use both, and it'll use what it gets, and not necessarily one over the other.
Hey, Mauro, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to pick up on this. I want to delve a little bit deeper into the proper utilization of carbohydrates. I know a lot of people are scared of carbs today. We're talking today with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale about different types of diets and their variable carbohydrates. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains four unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit lgsciences.com today to learn more. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Are you bored at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale about the variables in diets, especially as it relates to carbohydrate consumption. Mauro, a lot of people are really afraid of carbs today, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I think the pendulum has swung, you know, sort of in the opposite direction. At first, you know, everybody was afraid of fat. So the whole diet, you know, the Ornish diets, et cetera, all low-fat diets, supposed to promote cardiovascular health. Bodybuilders were on low-fat, sort of complex carb, high-protein diets. But things have changed. You know, now people are looking at carbs as being more of a villain than even fat.
Right, right. Well, and you know what? I don't think you can say carbs is a general rule, because it's the types of carbs. I mean, I think refined sugars, they are a villain. But well, I mean, carbs in general, not necessarily the villain, right? Would you agree with that statement?
To a certain extent. You know, things have changed. I mean, the South Beach diet, for example, is one of the first to go worldwide and then say that certain carbs are okay, refined carbs are not, complex carbs are. Get your carbs from your vegetables, your whole wheat, and things like that. But if you're looking to maximize body composition, the whole idea of what carbs is different than for, you know, the average person. For example, take post-exercise carbs. The thinking now and all the research shows that you need protein and carbs after you exercise to maximize the anabolic effects of exercise. Is that how you feel?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I shouldn't say yes, because more recently I've turned to believe that it's pre-workout nutrition that actually may be more valuable. But that is the common, what you're saying is the common thought right now.
Okay. Well, let me tell you that both pre-workout and post-workout are important, okay?
Right.
Now, post-workout carbs. Exercise increases insulin sensitivity.
Right.
It decreases glycogen, so that when you stop exercising, if you've gone through a vigorous exercise program, the first thing your body does, and the priority, is to increase glycogen levels in the body, muscle and hepatic, liver, okay?
Okay.
Now, as soon as it does this, insulin sensitivity drops. So here we have the scenario. After you've trained, you load up on carbs and protein. Within an hour or so, your insulin sensitivity is no longer there, basically. Now, it's advantageous to keep your insulin sensitivity high for many hours after exercise. And how do you do that? Basically, you cut out carbs. You make sure that your energy content is high, and you make sure that the fat level, for example, and protein levels are high, but no carbs. Here's the problem. Even though insulin is basically tied to glucose uptake, it also enhances amino acid uptake and protein synthesis, and the use of fatty acids as a primary fuel after exercise. Now, people don't realize this. So by decreasing or keeping insulin sensitivity high, by not allowing glycogen levels to build up to, you know, where it would cut
back top, to top off, yeah.
You actually can maintain an anabolic effect for many hours after exercise, much more so than taking in carbs.
Now, could you do the same thing by just eating low glycemic index carbs like an oatmeal or, you know, something? Because I know that the common practice today is to go right for dextrose and these really, you know, insulin spiking.
Yeah, that's great if you're a long distance runner and you're carb dependent. And actually, I've got marathon runners now on low carb diets, and it's working quite well. But if that's what you're after, if you're after maximizing glycogen levels in your muscles, etc., yeah, take, you know, a really high glycemic carb right after you train. But that's not going to give you the body composition that you want. I mean, bodybuilders and power athletes, they're looking to maximize muscle mass, minimize body fat. The best way to do that is keep away from carbs after exercise. And I'm writing actually a technical book on my phase shift diet. And it's going to be about 500 pages.
Wow. Oh, it's God.
Really
you and Randy, my God. You guys
right.
write books that end up becoming, instead of, Randy's book isn't a coffee table book, it's a coffee table.
It is, yeah, yeah. And that's only the first volume.
Right. Right.
No.
No. So you're
no insulin.
So I want to make sure I'm clear here. So what you're saying is, if I'm interested in repartitioning, and I'm interested in shedding fat, building muscle, my post workout nutrition should consist of healthy fats and protein to a high degree, and virtually no carbohydrates whatsoever
for hours after.
Now that is that flies in the face of what's being propagated. This is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So now here's the question: through gluconeogenesis, will I end up topping off those glycogen stores anyway? Just throughout the long haul. In other words,
over the long haul. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it takes many hours. You keep suboptimal levels of glycogen in the muscle for many, many hours if you limit carb intake.
Wow, this is really intriguing.
The other thing, too, is the insulin sensitivity also increases perfusion of muscles. So if you keep the insulin sensitivity high, you actually get more nutrition to the muscle, and you get an enhanced anabolic effect from protein synthesis and an increased use of fat. I mean, it's all positive.
You know, a friend of the show named David Barr who had come on the show and talked about the importance of pre-workout nutrition actually being more important than post-workout nutrition. And I think he was going in the right direction, but the reasoning behind it, I can see why. That's why it's probably better to have a slightly high glycemic carbohydrate pre-workout to spike that insulin pre-workout, because I get a much better pump when I have a good high glycemic index carb right before my workout. And that's because what you're saying, it increases perfusion.
Yeah, it increases perfusion, but you got to also be careful even pre-workout. Now, you know, that's complex as well. But let me tell you one thing, for example. A lot of people feel that whey protein is a great protein for a post-workout. You know,
right.
Taking huge amounts of whey protein. Actually, whey protein undergoes a gluconeogenic response very, very quickly. It gets into the system fast. A lot of it shunted into forming glucose. So you actually decrease insulin sensitivity over the long run by using just whey protein.
And is that why? And that's obviously why there are several studies done on diabetics where if they included a whey protein drink with their meal, they had a higher insulin response.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's
interesting.
Why. So anyways, to me, and there are reasons for this, and the theory can be pretty complicated. Also, not everybody knows everything that's going on, by the way. I mean, there's IGF-1, there's growth hormone, there's testosterone. A low-carb diet, in my view, for several reasons, increases testosterone levels, so that also adds to the anabolic effect. But it is complicated, and that's why I'm writing a whole book on it, because so many people are asking questions on it.
When do you think the book will be ready?
Been about a year.
Okay.
A lot of work.
Okay. No, I know.
5,000 references.
Yeah, no, I understand that. All right, yeah. Let's talk about gluconeogenesis for a second. Gluconeogenesis occurs in the liver, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it possible if you're on a ultra-low carbohydrate protocol for a long period of time to deplete your liver's ability to continue to convert the necessary molecules into glucose?
No.
So there's no real hepatic stress from gluconeogenesis?
No,
okay.
Not really. I mean, the body's that's what it does. The liver does that. It forms glucose. If you look at the Krebs cycle intermediates, this is, to give you an idea, most of the energy in your body that you use for living comes through actions in the Krebs cycle and oxidative phosphorylation, which means you need oxygen to produce the maximum amount of energy.
Okay.
Right? Now, fat can be shunted through the cycle, protein can be shunted through the cycle, as can carbohydrates. So all of these can produce large amounts of ATP. There is no essential carbohydrate.
Hmm.
You don't need carbohydrates in your body. Your body is really quite well able to produce whatever carbs you need for whatever purpose, okay? And there are different reasons for using carbs besides simply using it for energy. But there are, as you know, essential fatty acids, and there are essential amino acids. Without those, you won't survive. But there's not one essential carb.
Interesting. You know what? I never thought about it, but that's actually very true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously because when we were cave people, there were long periods of time where we didn't have carbs. So our body had to be able to take the things that were readily available, and there's probably more often fats and proteins readily available, and convert them to carbohydrates.
Yeah. Now, you know, you mentioned before.
Hey, Marl, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. Now, hold that.
Sure.
You got the thought that you were just gonna talk?
Okay.
All right. When we come out of the break, I want to pick up where we left off. We're talking today with Dr. Marl DePasquale about the variations in carbohydrates and different diets and their effects on your body. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haldol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol, a company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Thanks for sitting through that commercial break. Remember, whenever possible, patronize the sponsors of this show because they make the show possible. If you like what I'm doing here, spend a buck, as we say in Brooklyn. My guest today is Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. We're talking about the variable content of carbohydrates in different diets and their effects. So, Dr. DiPasquale, you were saying something as we went into the break.
Yeah, what I was going to say is the body's amazingly versatile in transforming whatever it gets into energy. We've gone through periods, our genetics has gone through periods of starvation, periods where there's no carbs available. I'm sure periods when there's been only scrubs to eat, you know?
Right.
So we can turn just about anything into energy. And we have a process by which we can do this. We can take fats, we can run it through the Krebs cycle, we can change it into various other compounds. We don't have the ability to make some of the intermediates in the Krebs cycle. And I don't want to introduce complex terms like anaphorosis and cataphorosis and stuff like that. All really people need to know is that you can make almost anything at any time from anything.
Except.
But what you want to do is maximize performance and body composition. If you're trying to do that, then you have to follow certain guidelines. And that's where my phase shift diets came in. You know, I didn't do it so people could be couch potatoes. I did it so people could maximize the performance in bodybuilding, powerlifting, and now, actually, even endurance events.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating. That's a fascinating.
Well, you know,
point,
you know what's really interesting to me? I interviewed Dr. Lauren Cordain from the University, I want to say, of Colorado. I hope I got that right. He'll get mad at me if not. And and you know, he wrote the original book, the Paleo Diet.
Yes,
you know, a group of him and his colleagues, they you know, took an anthropological look at Paleolithic human beings because they said that was the last period where humans ate what they were supposed to eat as opposed to the influence of the agricultural revolution, blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Yep, yep.
And he came upon this same conclusion you did that you first talked to me about and you told me about. And this was, you know, when we were living in those days, sometimes we would eat meat for months because we would come upon a couple animals and kill them and that's all we ate. And the winters came and you didn't eat vegetables or anything like that. All you had was meat. And he came upon the same information. So clearly, you know, our bodies are designed to survive very easily and effectively on exclusively proteins and fats.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, red meat, it's been maligned because of the cholesterol, because of the saturated fat, etc. But, you know, it's first of all, meat's a superior source of amino acids than any plant protein, regardless
right.
of soy or whatever it is. It's high in certain vitamins like A, E, and B complex, vitamin B12. It's plentiful in meat. It's not even found in vegetable products. It's loaded with iron. It's easily absorbed, unlike plant iron, for example. It's an excellent source of a whole bunch of things, potassium, zinc, magnesium, whatever you want. But not only that, I find that red meat, when you're on a low-carb, phase-shift diet like my anabolic, metabolic, radical diets, has a definite anabolic effect on its own.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I think it's a combination of maybe the way our genetics have been primed to use meat so efficiently.
Right.
And to provide us with the energy and muscle and mass performance that we need to survive. I mean, our genes, 10,000 years ago was basically when agriculture started to any great extent. Our genes are hundreds of thousands of years old. We do have some gene modifications in the last 10,000 years, but they're really almost inconsequential compared to what happened before then.
Interesting. Now, are you starting to integrate some of this, you know, the APOE diet, the blood diet? They have all these different diets that have a genetic bent to them. And I did a show on this not too long ago, and my takeaway was, you know, eat the way your ancestors ate, because there's certain polymorphisms in growing up in the Mediterranean, for instance, versus, you know, Antarctica or something like that. So
well,
do you have any feel for that?
Yeah, no, there is. I mean, there are differences. You know, we're all the same to a large extent, but there are variations in everyone that make them more or less susceptible, more, you know, able to do better on some type of macronutrient complex as against another macronutrient mix. And the beauty about the phase shift diets is that every week you're actually experimenting to see what works best for you. So by the time you've gone through, you know, 3-4 months of the phase shift dieting, you've got it down pat.
Right. How do people get a copy of the phase shift diet?
Well, it's available on my sites, metabolicdiet.com. You know, I mean, I've been around a long time, and these diets have been in progress for over 4 years.
Oh, I know that. I know there's a lot of athletes that use your diets with great success. So it's clear to me that these are not whimsically designed and, you know, here today, gone tomorrow protocols. These are founded in common sense and science because they work for a lot of people. I mean, look at this kid. Nathaniel Ruffino, he emails me and says he wants to know about this diet. I was at a bodybuilding show not too long ago, and I heard somebody talking about your diet. You know, a competitor.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of climbers, a lot of competitors on the diet. Here's another thing, too. I just had an email today from a chap who said, you know, I've tried a lot of the diets, et cetera, and I sent him the anabolic solution for bodybuilders, which is basically the anabolic phase shift diet targeted with supplements and also using different, you know, different diets, different macronutrient complexes, different calories for whatever phase of training you're in. Let's say you're in a bulk-up phase, you're in a cut-down phase, you're in a pre-competition phase, competition phase, etc., okay? Now, he sent me an email, and I was trying to find it just now, and I can't. But basically it said this. They think I'm on drugs.
Right. Yeah, and we've talked about that, too, before, because I happen to know an athlete that you were working with, and he was accused of being on drugs because he had shifted to your diet protocol. That was we talked about that almost a year and a half ago, actually. Yeah. I forget who the athlete was, but we actually talked about that. This is somebody that you guys took up over 300 pounds and then kind of whittled them back down again.
Yeah, we did good on him. But, you know, we get day-by-day people saying, I wish I could find this because he's so surprised. He says, even my doctor thinks I'm taking steroids.
Right. Yeah, that's how effective it is. And how much is the metabolic diet? I mean, the
anabolic solution is $39.95.
Okay. And it's downloadable, right? They can get it immediately?
Yeah, the PDF file is cheaper. The hard copy is $39.95. And I just finished the revision of the anabolic solution for bodybuilders.
Oh, wow.
2008, and it's just been on. Matter of fact, I haven't even updated the information on the site yet.
Let's do this. Mauro, let's do this break. I want to talk more about that book when we come back. I want to ask you some questions. What's different in it? Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
AndroShock is an all-natural testosterone support stack that contains no banned substances. AndroShock may be the most potent legal testosterone support stack sold as a safe alternative to steroids. With 10 dietary supplement ingredients that are believed to help boost your body's own natural testosterone levels, AndroShock will have you feeling stronger and more youthful in no time. Enhance your testosterone levels. Don't replace them with harmful drugs. Try AndroShock today. Go to trulyhuge.com today to learn more about AndroShock.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains 4 unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit LGSciences.com today to learn more. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
So, Mauro, what's different about the new book for bodybuilders?
Well, you know, it's really a revision. It's not really a new edition. And what I did is I updated it. I brought in some more current theory, explained a lot of the recent research about, you know, fascia diets, how it would work, why it maximizes the anabolic effect, body composition, etc. I also provided a food list so people can actually look at a list of foods that's about 4 pages long of stuff that's the best for being on the phase shift diet, at least the low carb phase.
Right.
And I explained a little more of the theory. You know, it just kind of brought it all up to date. But I didn't put a lot more into it as far as theory because I'm doing the book on the theory part.
I gotcha. Okay.
But it's about 50 pages bigger.
Interesting.
And
they're all available on your website at metabolicdiet.com.
They are, yes.
Yeah. Now, ketone strips, where do you stand? You think they're necessary if you want to make sure that you're in ketosis? Can you even tell anything using ketone strips for urine?
I think they're pretty useless.
Yeah.
If you keep a low carb. I mean, it depends. It depends on your genetic makeup. You may be able to utilize ketones quite readily, so you won't see as much in the blood as someone who, you know, is not able to use them as readily and builds up more or produces more. The other thing is, after a while of being on the low carb diet, you become more proficient in utilizing ketones. But not only that, you don't produce as many ketones because you're starting to use the long chain fatty acids much more effectively as their direct energy source. So there are changes that take place in the body that measuring ketones in the urine really doesn't tell you a heck of a lot. So I never even recommended my book.
That's interesting. You just said something that intrigued me. It's because I've always known that long chain triglycerides, same thing, right? Fatty acids and triglycerides?
Right, right,
okay.
Right.
Long chain triglycerides generally have to be stored and then kind of broken down a couple steps before they could be utilized as energy. So you're saying that if you're on a low carb diet long enough, the body actually becomes efficient at utilizing them in their original state.
Oh, definitely, yeah. No, I mean, the whole business of shunting long chain fatty acids. Okay, let me explain this. Triglycerides are basically three long chain fatty acids tied together like a ribbon with glycerin molecule, okay?
Okay.
So that when you break that glycerin fatty acid bond, you release three fatty acids and a glycerin. Now, the fatty acids can enter the mitochondria directly by the L-carnitine shuttle. This is where L-carnitine comes in, and I think most people are aware that it's an excellent nutritional supplement.
Right.
But it shuttles... Okay, let's back up just a bit.
Sure, take it up.
If you have short-chain fatty acids,
right,
and that's, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 carbon lengths, these enter the mitochondria directly. They don't need to be shuttled through by another compound like carnitine. Mm-hmm. But when you get long-chain fatty acids, as you decrease carbs in your diet, the body becomes much more efficient at just grabbing these and utilizing them directly.
Breaks
it down by beta oxidation. It breaks off 2 carbon units each time. The carbon units enter the energy chain and produce your ATP, which is, you know, the energy you need to live, and the energy you need for protein synthesis.
So is carnitine one of the supplements you recommend when someone is on one of your
yep.
phase shift diets?
It's in many of my supplements that maximize body composition.
Now there's a couple different types of carnitine out there, correct? I mean, there are.
Yeah, depends on how it's bonded. Depending on how it's introduced into the body. But basically speaking,
is there a preferred version that you think works the best?
Well, I think carnitine coupled with one of the Krebs cycle intermediates probably is the best of the two, because not only do you provide the L-carnitine, but you also provide some intermediates which allow the cycle to turn.
Which intermediates are we? Which intermediates are we talking about here?
Oh, aspartate, citrate.
Gotcha.
There's about 7 or 8 of them that can be used. Malate. These are all compounds that are necessary to keep the Krebs cycle turning and producing the ATP. It's much more complex than this,
right,
Carl.
Right. No, I know. You can never cover it all. I know that.
I used to give seminars on this, And no matter how simple I tried to make it, people would fall asleep after 5 minutes.
Yeah, because but you know what? I think my audience thrives on this sort of stuff. But I agree with you. It's much more complex. It's not something you can just say, hey, do this. But one thing that we can say safely in a hey, do this fashion is that if people are confused about this and they want a solution, they can go to your website, metabolicdiet.com, and buy one of the books. And like I said, you know, I have no qualms with promoting your books because I know a lot of people who have used your diets and they've been effective and they've been around for a long time. They're tried and tested. So
they've been around a long time. I experimented on myself for almost 15 years before I even talked to many people about it.
Yeah. So the website is metabolicdiet.com. There's what, 4 or 5 different diets up there that you have?
Yeah.
Are they really all that much different, or can you buy one and pretty much?
If you're a bodybuilder and you're looking for maximum body composition, the best one is the anabolic solution for bodybuilders.
Yeah.
If you've got a lot of weight to lose, a lot of fat to lose, and you need, let's say you're 50, 60, 70 pounds overweight, and you're, 18 to 25% body fat, then get the radical diet. That'll get you down to a level really quickly, maintaining as much muscle mass as possible, and from then you go on to the anabolic solution for bodybuilders, which is really an update of my original anabolic diet, only it couples the anabolic diet with the supplement that makes it much more usable.
Hey, Mauro, as always, thank you very, very much for being on the show today and making time for my listeners, huh?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay, and go visit his website, metabolicdiet.com. You'll learn something, even if you don't buy something. But buy something.
Good.
All right, listen, thanks again for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We'll have another show for you tomorrow. See you then.
Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Elevating growth hormone to youthful levels has a myriad of benefits, but getting a prescription is difficult and many people don't like to inject on a daily basis. Now there's Secretropin. Secretropin is a sublingual spray that really works. It raised my natural growth hormone levels by 53% in a little over 5 weeks, and it will work for you too. Secretropin is so effective that it's only available through a physician. Learn how you can get Secretropin by visiting RaiseMyGH.com today. That's RaiseMyGH.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.